My name is Katia Aurelien. K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. This is for Clinton Gill. C-L-I-N-T-O-N-G-I-L-L. Number one, chronic kidney disease stage 2. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, the aging process, and obesity, period. His kidney functions have remained stable with BUN of 21 from 19, creatinine of 0.94 from 0.99, and GFR of 88 from 78. There is a slight improvement in the GFR. However, this could be related to diabetic hyperfiltration due to his uncontrolled diabetes. We will continue to monitor. We emphasize the importance of getting his blood sugar under control to prevent further deterioration of the kidneys. As of right now, there is no significant proteinuria with protein to creatinine ratio of 192 from 125, period. There is also no evidence of activity in the urinary sediments. 3+ glucosuria is noted. However, this is related to the Farxiga, period. He has lost 2 pounds since the last visit. We will continue to monitor. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with uncontrolled, with hyperglycemia. Type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. His A1C has increased from 8.7 to 9.5%. He is not taking the metformin as prescribed. He states he only takes 500 milligrams once a day instead of twice a day. We advise him to increase the metformin to 500 milligrams twice a day and referred him to Hannah Campbell, APRN endocrinologist, for stricter management of his diabetes, period. We advised him on the importance of avoiding simple carbohydrates and following a diabetic diet, period. We also advised him to eat his meal on a schedule and to monitor his blood glucose levels at home. He states his wife manages his blood glucose regimen, and as far as he knows, everything has been okay, period. We will continue to monitor. Number 3, hyperlipidemia, which has improved since increasing the atorvastatin dosage, period. We advise him to continue a diet low in fat and cholesterol, as well as simple carbohydrates, period. Next line, hypertension, which is under control with blood pressure of 118 over 78. He is euvolemic. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 35. He weighs 217 pounds today and has lost 2 pounds since the last visit. We encouraged him to continue losing weight by increasing his physical activity and adopting a plant-based diet. Next line, osteoarthritis. He is aware not to use NSAIDs. Next line, BPH. Next line, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Next line, coronary artery disease status post stent placement times 5. He is on Plavix and baby aspirin daily. He follows with Dr. Torres, Torres cardiologist. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup.